Welcome to the Tuesday, October 25th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from New York City. It's the last week of October, the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we are now down to the last fifth of the critical controls. These last five controls are also considered additional controls. They're additional not because they are considered less important, but they're really covering some sort of overarching and hard-to-measure components of the critical controls. Monday's control was control number 16, and that's the secure engineering of networks. Now, first of all, when we talk about engineering or network architecture, we really also consider planning. Most networks are built just by putting pieces together, not really by looking at the big picture and engineering, designing, or architecting a network. And with that, well, we get a lot of problems. For example, you may end up with uplinks that you didn't think about, so you don't secure them. Retrofitting an existing network is always extremely hard, and making an existing network secure, just because you run into all of these issues of good inventories, good network diagrams, and actually making the network match the mission that this network is supposed to fulfill. Now, one way to make this control somewhat measurable is to look at your network diagrams and make sure that these diagrams actually reflect reality. And that, of course, directly fits in with some of the earlier controls that deal with, for example, accounting for all of your assets and monitoring for new systems, new services popping up on your network. But well, let's see what else we have going on. The Hacker's Choice group came up with a new denial of service tool for SSL. Now, SSL certainly had a bad time lately. This new tool, I think, is not really all that spectacular or really that terrible new in its approach. All it does is it floods the system with new connections. Now, one thing it's kind of taking advantage of is kind of the design behind SSL. SSL spends a lot of effort setting up connections. That's where you have the asymmetric encryption happening. Later on, as the connection is established, you have fairly efficient and low-impact symmetric algorithms. Now, this tool essentially just does the asymmetric phase, so it tries to establish as many connections as possible. That, of course, also easily then exhausts the systems of random numbers, for example, and in the end causes the system to refuse accepting new connections. There isn't really a great defense against this tool. It's really just a matter of the protocol. It's a little bit similar in its approach, I would say, like Slolaris, you know, this tool that just establishes connection to a normal HTTP server and keeps them open in order to exhaust connections. Now, the Slolaris approach really more relies on the limited number of connections a system may have open at the same time, while a THC actively exhausts computational resources on the system. But the end effect is pretty similar. As a defense, limiting the number of new connections for each client may help, but then again, you probably need to allow like 10 or so connections per client. With that, even a relatively small botnet with like 100 hosts or so probably could pretty effectively tear down most systems. And we have also heard a lot lately about Twitter and Twitter accounts being hijacked. Well, now the attention of some of these hackers is directed at YouTube. In this particular case, very similar to the Twitter hijacks, but like I said, this time hitting YouTube, someone took over the Microsoft YouTube channel and replaced the videos on that channel with cartoons. No real harm was done as far as I can tell, so there were no malicious links or something like that added to the YouTube channel, which of course would have been another and probably more dangerous possibility. And well, cloud security is under attack again, in this case Amazon's EC2 cloud. What was possible in this particular weakness and attack? to start and stop other users' virtual machines. Now, the way this attack works was by exploiting a kind of well-known vulnerability in XML documents that are signed. What happens with signed XML documents that you may only sign parts of the XML document. So what these researchers did was that they took a valid signed XML document and then they attached their own commands to it without actually signing them. So the Amazon EC2 Cloud validated document, the signature was valid, but then it actually executed the entire document, not just the signed part. The open source cloud management system Eucalyptus is also vulnerable to the same attack, by the way. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.